Chapter 6 New Words. A carpenter. Noun. A shelf. Shelves. Noun. Magic. Noun. Fire. Noun. Chapter 6 Billy's Sweet Shop. Carpenters came to the old sweet shop the next day. And they made lots of tall shelves. They made ladders too. I climbed the ladders and I could reach the top shelves. Then the Duke bought all my favourite sweets and I put them on the shelves. The sweets came from every country in the world. And every day I opened more boxes of them. There were hundreds of sweets in every colour, and some of them were magic. I opened my sweet shop, and I had a big party. Hundreds of children came to the party, and there were people from the television too. They all loved my shop, and they bought lots of sweets. The Duke, the Giraffe, the Pelly and the Monkey came to the party too, and I gave them different bags of sweets. I gave the Duke some red sweets and he ate one. "I was cold, but now I'm very hot," he said happily. "These sweets are magic." "These are for you, Giraffe," I said. She took her bag of pink sweets and she put one in her mouth. "Wow, these sweets are very nice," she said. "Pink flowers aren't my favourite food now." The Pelly had a bag of yellow sweets. He ate some and then he sang a song.
"He's really good at singing," said the Duke.
"The Pelly sweets are magic too," I said. "He ate them, and now he can sing beautifully." I gave the Monkey some small black sweets. He ate one, and then fire came out of his mouth. It was a great day. But my friends had to go home. I loved them very much, but we had to say goodbye. The Monkey looked at me sadly, and he sang a little song. "Goodbye, our friend, come and see us again," he sang, "the Giraffe and the Pelly and me." Roald Dahl, Penguin Readers. The Giraffe and the Pelly and Me. Illustrated by Quentin Blake. Level 1. This book has been simplified for English language learners by Hannah Fish. Series Editor, Madeline Burgess. Read by Fahana Kalik. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, 2024.